Hello and welcome to Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez from the University of Arizona, and it gives me great pleasure to be interviewing an old friend, hacky sack pro, not David Hogan. David Hogs, how's it going?
It's going great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we're really excited to hear from you. So what are you working on at the University of Arizona?
So I'm currently working on some projects related to biosurfactants. Biosurfactants are basically just microbially produced soaps. They're generally less toxic and more biodegradable than the synthetic petroleum-derived surfactants we generally use in our everyday lives. They're produced from renewable materials and even possibly from waste products from other processes. So they're really green in that sense. And that's really important because I think in 2014, the market for surfactants was something like 16 million tons. And that's because they're so ubiquitous in our everyday life. We use them in cosmetics and personal care products, paint, even food. I'm working with a particular molecule called rhamnolipid. It's a glycolipid that is a surfactant made with a sugar and a lipid. It's really interesting to me because I found that it actually is able to bind rare earth elements selectively. They're not actually rare. It's actually somewhat of a misnomer, the name. They're kind of ubiquitously located through the Earth's crust. But what makes them rare is that they have very few economically viable mining ores. So they're hard to locate in concentrations where we can get at them effectively. They are important for green energy, and they're important for all of our consumer electronics. I think the average computer chip requires 60 different elements to make, and many of those are rare earths. For example, all the computer screens we look at, there's one rare earth element that allows us to have that red pigment. And so without that rare earth element, we don't have computer screens that have full color. And China currently produces about 90% of the rare earths available in the world. So I'm looking to find ways to develop a supply domestically. And that domestic supply, we can use rhamnolipid potentially as a remediation technology to capture these metals from what would be considered waste streams from things like the mining industry.
That is fascinating. Wow. Right? So you're essentially going from understanding like these biosurfactants and recognizing they're sustainable, they're green, they're better to use in products than petroleum-based product like personal care products. And then you have your favorite, the rhamnolipid. Right. And you're like, hey, rhamnolipid, go to work. And you're asking the rhamnolipid to find these rare earth elements, looking as so they could find them in wastewater streams or waste piles.
Yeah, like right. Anything. It can be anywhere. You know, so I'm focusing on the mining industry. And that's because a lot of times when you have like a copper ore, these rare earth elements are present within that ore in addition to the copper. But the mining companies are really only focusing on getting the copper out, which means they're concentrating these rare earth elements in these waste streams as they're dissolving the copper, right? When that mine gets ready to do closure, they have to treat that water in order to remove those metals so it can either be released into the environment or beneficially reused. And so if we can actually, instead of throwing those rare earth elements away in the trash per se, you know, throwing the baby out with the bathwater, if we can get them out, that allows us to actually secure a domestic supply for these materials and simultaneously be cleaning the environment.
Just straight up superhero talk. Right. So, you like music?
Yeah, I love music. No, music's terrible. I only spent, 12 years of my life playing music, trumpet. Yeah. So, you know, I've been doing a lot of writing lately. And when I'm writing, I like to listen to jazz because most of the time jazz doesn't have any lyrics, which makes it really easy for me to read and write and without that distraction of. And so I've been listening to a lot of Hugh Masekela, and he's a South African jazz artist, and he's really fantastic.
Sweet. Oh, hook it up. Yep. Well, David, awesome work. Really excited to hear more from you, and have a great day. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.